Auburn's SEC schedule is here, plus the marquee non-conference date. Welcome into this edition of the Barn Hoops podcast. As always, I am your host, Jacob Hillman, and we finally got the SEC schedule. Feels like a little bit earlier than usual. We don't have exact dates or game times or TV networks or anything like that, but we have the schedule of when Auburn will play each and every team throughout the non-conference. Just got to determine the Tuesday and Wednesday splits. So we're going to break it all down, kind of how we think the Tigers are going to fare in this year's SEC, and then kind of what are the stretches of games that will determine the success of this Auburn basketball team this upcoming season. Plus, a marquee non-conference matchup has been confirmed, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the SEC schedule as a whole towards the end of the show. So don't miss anything. Subscribe to the Barn Podcast Network for all the coverage that we bring related to Auburn football, basketball, baseball, and all of Auburn athletics. So you hit that subscribe button on YouTube or wherever you listen to your podcast, you won't miss an episode of the Barn Podcast Network. So let's dive right in and take a look at the schedule. We'll just read it out as it is. Starting the SEC slate off, January 2nd at Texas A&M. January 5th or 6th, the Tigers will host Tennessee. January 9th, Auburn will host Georgia. January 12th or 13th, Auburn will visit Texas. January 16th, Tigers will host Ole Miss. January 19th or 20th will be a road trip to Vanderbilt. January 23rd, the Tigers will go south to visit Will Wade and the LSU Tigers. January 26th or 27th, Mississippi State will visit Neville Arena. On January 30th will be a trip across the state to Coleman Coliseum in Alabama. February 6th, Auburn will host Oklahoma. On February 9th or 10th, the Tigers will host the defending SEC champions, the Florida Gators. On February 13th, they'll visit South Carolina. February 16th or 17th, it'll be a trip to Bud Walton Arena in Arkansas. February 20th will be a home matchup with Missouri. February 23rd or 24th, LSU makes its return trip. February 27th, Auburn visits Kentucky. And March 2nd or 3rd, Auburn goes to Ole Miss. And then the season finale in Neville Arena against the Alabama Crimson Tide. So that's the schedule for everyone if you haven't seen it or not. And there are a couple things that stand out immediately to me. First of all, this is what we'll dive into in depth here, is this opening stretch of four games that the Tigers are going to face. Four teams that made the NCAA tournament a year ago. One of them will likely be selected second in the SEC this upcoming season. And then, yeah, I just think two of these are very long road trips, and you're hosting teams that are always looking to beat Auburn. A lot of history between Auburn and Tennessee and Auburn and Georgia, obviously. So those are really four really tough matchups. We'll dive into why in just a few minutes. And then I think that the other factor that stands out is you have the marquee Saturday matchup against Alabama to close out the season. I love what the SEC is doing with that final Saturday of the season, which we'll talk more about later in the episode. But outside of that, the Saturday slate at home isn't really that attractive, in my opinion, because I think the three matchups that caught Auburn fans' eyes when the opponents were released were the home games against Tennessee, Florida, and LSU. And all three of those matchups are going to be played on a Tuesday or Wednesday inside Neville Arena. And while that's not the most unusual thing in the world for a big-time matchup they played in the midweek, it's not something to be up in arms about or complain about. But, yeah, the Saturday slate is a little bit weak, in my opinion, for this upcoming season. With that being said, you got five games at home on a Saturday, January 9th against Georgia. So that'll be a big hyped-up matchup. January 16th against Ole Miss, February 6th against Oklahoma, February 20th against Missouri, which I think I think Missouri could be a really solid team. And at that point, that could be a ranked matchup if both Auburn and Missouri are playing well. And then, of course, the March 6th game against Alabama are your five SEC Saturday matchups. So, no, it's not one of the big names, a team that was a one seed last year like Florida, or a team that's been so good historically like Tennessee, or the team with all the hype around its new head coach in Will Wade. And that's where it's, well, that could have been a little bit better. So all that to say, I think it's a relatively balanced schedule. I think that this, again, last year, I thought it was really obvious going into it how you could segment it out. There's 18 SEC games, the first six, the middle six, and the final six, where Auburn had its opportunities in the first and final six games of the SEC slate to really take advantage and get those wins. And what happened was, ultimately, the Tigers did not deliver in the final six games of the regular season. When you're losing to Oklahoma and Mississippi State and Ole Miss, those are the games that cost Auburn a chance at the NCAA tournament. And yeah, the five-game losing streak was the catalyst, because that's what led to that spiraling and the reason Auburn played so bad, in my opinion, in those three matchups. But when you really look at it, if you just win one of those three games in those final six against one of those teams that were at the bottom of the SEC, you're in the NCAA tournament. You have a chance to go and compete for a national championship or win a couple games, get to the second weekend under your first year head coach. Tigers didn't do that. So that's where I say this is more interesting to me, where the first four games are going to be the stretch that I think makes or breaks the season, which obviously not for real, because four games don't do that. If you start 0-4, then okay, maybe. But the point being, if you go 2-2 in that stretch, I think you're pretty happy if you win your two home games, and then whatever happens in Texas happens. So I think that's the stretch I look at the most. And again, it's interesting with, I just think everything's spread out pretty well. The open date as well. Always remember that this is the third or fourth season with an open date in the midst of SEC play. Falls right in the middle of the schedule. After the January 30th matchup at Alabama, Auburn will not play a midweek and won't play again until February 6th at home against Oklahoma. I think that's a great spot for it. Following the Iron Bowl of basketball, going in to a two-game homestand against what I don't know what to expect out of Oklahoma. I don't think the projections really love them too much. Right now, T-Rank has them at 10th in the SEC. And then you host Florida. So I think coming out of that break hot is going to be critical, because look, if you are to beat Oklahoma and Florida, then you go to South Carolina and Arkansas. One of those should be a win. The other one, well, you're going to have to really step it up. And if you were to come out on a four-game win streak out of your open date, then you've got two home games against a Missouri and LSU team that I think are really kind of are wild cards when you really look at it going into the season. I think Missouri has the capability of being a top 20 team or so, maybe top 15, that they just, if Dennis Gates gets them really rolling, sure. And LSU, obviously, we know nothing about it at all, other than who their coach is, who their players are, and whatnot. Like, they could be, I think, as good as top half of the SEC, maybe climbing into that top four discussion, probably not. But I think they could be as bad as the worst team in the SEC. That's where I just, there's a wide range, I think, for that LSU team to fall into by the time we get to February 23rd or 24th. The other factor, and I should have done the research before this, but I feel like every time Auburn goes to Kentucky, it's the final Saturday or the final Saturday in February or the second to last Saturday of the regular season. Like in 2025, when Auburn clinched the SEC, that was the second to last Saturday of the regular season. And and I think it was March 1st, so it's not technically the last Saturday of February, but I mean, it's like a tradition to go to Rupp Arena that late in the season. And until two seasons ago, that had not been a fun trip for Auburn to make. And look, I just think that that's something that hopefully Auburn has overcome, and it turns into an opportunity. Now, of course, what is Kentucky going to look like next year? They've got quite a bit of talent, but does Mark Pope have this team really ready to go? I just don't know at that point. So let's look at it. So this upcoming season, Auburn will face Kentucky on February 27th at Rupp Arena. 2 years ago, it was a March 1st date. Back in 2023, it was February 25th. In 2021, it was a little bit earlier. It was February 13th. But then in 2020, it was February 29th. And then if you go back to the 2019 game when Auburn got absolutely drilled by the Wildcats, I believe it was also the last Saturday of the regular season. It doesn't go back that far in the notes, so I'll pull it up here. But point being is, I mean, look, that's a pretty consistent theme that the SEC continues to give Auburn is, hey, last Saturday of February, you're going to Rupp Arena where, hey, look, Auburn had not won there in 30 years until 2 years ago. All right, it was February 23rd, and it was the last Saturday of February back in 2019. 80-53, number four Kentucky beat Auburn before the Tigers didn't lose a game until the Final Four in Minneapolis. So cool little tradition. I mean, look, hey, look, it's blue bloods going at it late in the season. So I think that's another huge matchup just in the aspect of you look at the games around it, you go to Ole Miss after that. Again, what does Ole Miss look like? Because they were really bad last year, but they finished strong in the SEC tournament. Then you host Alabama, where that's going to be, of course, off the walls bonkers, as it always is. And prior to that is the two home games against Missouri and LSU. So, I don't think that's necessarily that stretch where you look at and your eyes pop out like the first four games of the season. But it's definitely one to take note of. Because outside of that, again, I don't see anything too crazy or anything like last year's stretch where Auburn loses five games in a row because it was facing just an absolute gauntlet, whether it was on the road or at home. Auburn having to play the teams that it did in the stretch that it did and all in a row, it really did cost the Tigers. Like, here it is, at Tennessee, open date. Versus Alabama, versus Vanderbilt, at Arkansas, and then you go to Mississippi State. Like, those first four games that I mentioned, not to mention the win against Texas prior to the Tennessee game and then going to Florida the Saturday before, Auburn won those games, but still adds to the point I'm making. When you look at a stretch of Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, with three of those games on the road, and those three games on the road are at Florida, at Tennessee, and at Arkansas, three of the toughest places to play in the nation, that's more of a stretch that I look at and I'm like, that is insanely daunting, and it's pretty insane that was a stretch that Auburn was given by the SEC. But now I look at this one, and the only one that, like I said, stands out in that same vein is the first four games. So let's talk about those first four games. At Texas A&M, January 2nd. Reed Arena, it'll be second year under Bucky McMillan. And that team has undergone a bit of an overhaul. T-Rank doesn't like them very much. They are projected 48th in the nation and 12th in the SEC. So this team is going to have to prove some people. And when you look at both the Texas teams, both of their non-conference schedules, just not impressive. I hate Texas not challenging themselves in November and December when they have put together the roster that they have. You want to see them face those teams that are going to be competing for the national championship in those 2 months. But we're not going to see that until they get to the SEC and until they get to the NCAA tournament. But Texas A&M, right now, the projected starting lineup, Jalen Reese, P.J. Haggerty, that's a name that should be familiar. He was at Memphis for a couple of years, and he's just a ball-dominant scorer. Then Jalen Shelley, Bigenzi Igbako, and Zach Clements. So a team that it's really surrounded around those two guards in Reese and Haggerty. And the bench isn't super deep either. So I think, look, that's a winnable game, but it's on the road. It's to start SEC play. There's the history, obviously, from last year that is undoubtedly going to carry over into the TV broadcast. I can only imagine what's going to be involved in their hype videos that they play in the arena to get people fired up. From obviously the Keyshawn Murphy should have been buzzer beater in this past season. And it's just two second-year head coaches dueling. That's what clearly the narrative they're going for here is Stephen Pearl against Bucky McMillan to start off SEC play in 2027. And yes, again, winnable game. That it's going to be tough, though, to do that at Reed Arena. Then you got Tennessee at home. And this is one of those midweeks that historically, this has not been a midweek. This has historically been on a Saturday. College game day has been in attendance for Auburn-Tennessee matchups. And that's, again, where it just baffles me why this is a midweek game and why it's not a Saturday game, especially because of Tennessee's potential. Referencing T-Rake again, 17th in the country, 3rd in the SEC for the Volunteers. And yeah, this is a team that I don't think is going to get a ton of hype from the national media or even the SEC media when we get to media days in October. But it's hard not to be kind of optimistic about their chances. And this probably has to do with it kind of being a brand new roster. It's not brand new, but there's a lot of new starters, and they brought in a couple guys that are going to make an impact, Juke Harris being one of them from Wake Forest. He's going to start at the wing for them. But this team is going to be – I think that Tennessee team is going to be back to it's been obviously a defensive, gritty, in-your-face kind of team. They're not going to probably pick up the tempo or anything like that, but – I think the offense is going to be in a much better spot than it has been historically for the Volunteers. And that just makes it so much more tough for an Auburn team that is having a question mark of where's the defense at. Then Georgia. Georgia's the game where you feel like, all right, need to deliver against the Bulldogs. 30th on T rank, which is one spot ahead. I guess it's 30th in the nation. Auburn's 33rd, so three spots ahead of Auburn. But it is 8th in the SEC while Auburn's 9th. So right now, the analytics say it's a pick 'em. It's a toss-up pretty much. And I think Georgia's that's a game where I'm not high on the Bulldogs this year. I think this is going to be more, especially, I mean, look, it might have been, I might have a different opinion if they didn't bow out of the NCAA tournament the way they did against St. Louis, just getting absolutely beat down. But they're really going to be relying on Blue Kane and Catchings. Those are going to be the two guys that are going to be their primary scorers and the guys handling the ball a lot. I think that's a game Auburn's got to win. Again, when you look at this stretch, I think 2-2 is the goal, and you're ecstatic with it. Then you go to Texas, and that's where, in my opinion, you just Like, you lose that game, it is what it is. But you can't get embarrassed. Like, that's the key. It's really interesting the way the SEC set this schedule up. What we all assume to be the teams picked first and second in the league this year, they're going to face off that first matchup of the SEC schedule. Florida visits Texas on Saturday, January 2nd, for both of their first SEC matchups of the season. Then Texas visits Georgia. Texas then visits Ole Miss before returning home to host Auburn. So does that road trip bang them up a little bit? Does that get them off their game some? Who knows? And that's where I think to go 2-2, I think it's obviously critical to win your home games. But Tennessee is probably going to be better than Texas A&M. I don't know how good Texas A&M is going to be next year. I think Texas A&M, LSU, probably Missouri are my biggest wild cards in the SEC this year. Georgia's on the outside looking again at that group. So I think Texas A&M could be as good as they were last year, not a little bit better, or they could be in the bottom five of the SEC as T-Rank projects right now. So I just think if you were to start that slate 2-1 and those two wins or those two home games, you go into Texas a little bit confident. And from there, it's all right, let's show the SEC what we're made of, regardless if you win or lose that game. And of course, any SEC game is winnable. Auburn beat the SEC champions on the road last year in a building that it hadn't won in this century. So that's always the thing to remember is no game is unwinnable on an SEC schedule, but those road games against the top of the SEC. So what will likely be at Texas, at Alabama, at Arkansas, and at Kentucky are going to be really tough. And when you look at it from a holistic perspective, those are the ones you chalk up as losses and think, all right, how can we steal some other road games to get to 12-6 or 13-5 in the league and contend for the title? That's the way I view it, at least. Because again, the chances of Auburn doing what it did 2 years ago, again, it is so astronomical. And doing it in the year that the SEC was the best it's ever been was just incredible. And I don't know. I look at it from that aspect of 12-6, 13-5, 14-4 definitely has a chance to win the league. But again, those 12-6 and that 13-5 number is where you are a good basketball team and you are going to be in position to make a run in March. And that's where the target is for sure. And you hope to top it. And look, even if you go 10-8 or 11-7, then you just got to get hot late. So that's the stretch that I think those first four games, Auburn goes 2-2, then the sky's the limit. You host Ole Miss, at Vanderbilt, at LSU, hosting Mississippi State. The next four are all four very winnable. And that's the thing is teams go through ebbs and flows. And we saw the best of it last year and we saw the worst of it with Auburn. And that's why it's always important to keep the head on your shoulders and keep it level. And don't let one game or a two game stretch really dissuade you from what the ultimate goal is. And that's to make the NCAA tournament and contend for SEC championships. So as I mentioned, the marquee non-conference game is set, not announced by Auburn. So it's not officially set, but it might as well be because Arizona announced it. The Wildcats will be visiting Auburn on Friday, November 13th. No time yet, no network, no anything like that set, but that is the day before the Auburn-Mississippi State football game. So it'll be a fun, probably 12 hours, because I'm sure this will be an 8 o'clock game on ESPN just with the scale of the matchup. That is going to be one of, if not the biggest non-conference matchup in Neville Arena history. Because, yeah, We can talk about when Bronny James Jr. visited the building, but that USC team was bad. And he was in his second game playing. He wasn't even playing his full minutes that he would have been playing if he were 100% healthy. That's, I don't know. That matchup to me was so overhyped, in my opinion. I look at the Washington game back in 2018 to start that Final Four season as a really big matchup that was exciting, and Auburn just dominated from the get-go against a top 25 team, and a team that actually was pretty good. But this will be different. This will be a good Arizona team, an Arizona team that will come off the start of a season. It will play UCLA in Las Vegas, then it will host Cal Poly and Northern Arizona before facing Auburn. And then after that, it's hosting UConn, so that'll be a huge matchup as well. But obviously, this Arizona team is going to be pretty dang good like it was last year. It does lose Koa Pete, but it's Arizona basketball, man. They're going to be really, really good, and I'm excited for that atmosphere inside Neville Arena. Cannot wait for that. We should get the rest of the non-conference schedule any day now. I mean, I'd imagine it's just there's probably a contract here or two holding it up, but we should have that finalized here any day now. And then I mentioned also the SEC schedule as a whole and what they're doing with that final Saturday of the regular season. It's like a rivalry Saturday. It's like a rivalry weekend that you would get on Black Friday in football. Alabama at Auburn, Ole Miss at Mississippi State, Texas at Texas A&M, Kentucky at Florida, South Carolina at Georgia, and then Tennessee at Vanderbilt, as well as LSU at Missouri and Oklahoma at Arkansas, because of course you got to mismatch some teams. But I mean, I think that is an epic day of college basketball. Between the Iron Bowl basketball, you've got Egg Bowl, you've got Texas at Texas A&M, Kentucky at Florida is really, truly a basketball rivalry with how historically good they've been. Obviously, Kentucky, their entire program's history, and Florida in this century. South Carolina and Georgia is obviously a border rivalry, and then Tennessee at Vanderbilt, the in-state rivalries as well. So I love that. I also love starting the SEC schedule. Like I mentioned earlier, Florida at Texas. That's awesome. That's awesome, where you're going to have really the entire nation tuned in the day after New Year's Day, locked in on that game. That will really be what feels like college basketball is back. And especially with the New Year's Day bowl games wrapped up and everything like that, then yeah, it'll be all in on SEC basketball. So I give credit. I love what I'm seeing out of the schedule. SEC Sports has the whole thing listed out kind of week by week or date by date, I should say. But yeah, that last Saturday, March 6th, that is going to be a fun day for SEC basketball and, of course, college basketball across the sport. But that's our breakdown of this SEC schedule. And again, still don't have the non-conference schedule, so we'll talk about that whenever it comes out. Probably not as in-depth as this, but definitely want to talk about some of those marquee mid-major games and, of course, the Arizona game and everything else that goes into it with the Players Era 8, with the SEC-ACC Challenge, and then the game against Wisconsin in Nashville. When all that's put together and we can view it as a whole, that's when we'll talk about it especially. So, again, make sure you're subscribed right here to the Barn Podcast Network. It's on YouTube. It's wherever you listen to your podcast. Hit the like button on YouTube. You won't miss an update from all of the great shows going on, talking Auburn football, Auburn basketball, Auburn baseball, Auburn men's golf. Congrats to Jackson Koivin on his first PGA Tour victory. I mean, that guy is an absolute stud. So looking forward to watching him for a long time on the PGA Tour. So again, the news will keep flowing out and we'll keep updating you. As always, thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Barn Hoops Podcast.